What's going on, man? It's your boy Reek family. And here today on Save and Such, man, we're going to do something very different, something that the Holy Spirit asked me to do. So I just want to lean on the Holy Spirit and be obedient. Amen. But first, I'm going to open us up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, just thanking you and praising you for who you are. Thanking you for just allowing us to be alive. Thanking you for allowing us to see another day. Thanking you for just you being you. We get so caught up in our ambition sometime and just life here on earth, Father, but we just thank you that you live in a time outside of this zone, Father. We thank you and we praise you that we have the Holy Spirit here to help us, to guide us, to lead us. We ask that you be in the midst with us in this conversation. I pray for less of me and more of you, Father. I hide myself behind the cross in this moment, stepping out on faith, and I thank you and I praise you in advance for what you're going to do and the people that are going to hear this. We're coming on here not to be famous or to be seen, but to be effective. And we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 So we're here today, man, on Saved and Such. To be honest with you, my producer, Mr. Rashawn Bray, he reached out to me. He's been working day and out. So, you know, I appreciate him for even taking the time, man, to come up here and set up so much equipment and things like that. But he reached out to me and said that he wanted to record something. And the first thing I thought, my flesh got in the way. And I said, well, man, I ain't got nothing on the agenda today and things like that. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he asked that he be the agenda today. And he wanted to guide this conversation. So today I have no notes. I'm literally here by the Holy Spirit allowing him to drive this conversation. And I believe that that's such a beautiful thing because I'm stepping out on faith in this moment, being vulnerable. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's no notes. I have a Bible scripture. That's all I got down. You know what I mean? On an agenda, but that's it. And the word that the Holy Spirit gave me while I was driving up here is don't believe the lie. Don't believe the lie. Don't believe the lie. And we'll be coming out of the book of John, verse 10, the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10. And I just want to read one verse. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Once again, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Today I had the honor, right, to start my day. I had the honor of being on a panel by an organization, a nonprofit located in Aberdeen, Maryland. I want to shout them out. Brother Zeno Jones. It's called Young Men on Tour. Young Men on Tour is, like I said, a nonprofit. It's about, it's based off of, like I said, a great man of God who's anchored in God, who has a calling for the youth, and he just wants to empower the youth, show them things. They go on college campuses, college tours, things like that. I'm going to try to put some information out so you guys can connect with them, help them, donate to them, and things like that. But today they had a mental health men's panel. And I was very blessed and very honored that they reached out to me and asked me to be on it. And we had a list of questions that we had to answer and things like that. And it was just mind blowing to me in that second that these kids are in middle school, some in high school, 6th through like maybe 10th, 11th grade were in there. And just them dealing with mental health and talking about it and how much that they go through, you know what I mean? At times, I think we kind of ignore kids, you know what I mean? Just based off, man, they're kids. They just, you know what I mean, going through the motions and things like that. But it opened my eyes to have more conversations, you know what I mean, with the youth and really talk about things that they're going through and things like that. And one question that one of the guys on the panel asked that was, it blew my mind. He said, raise your hand if you live in a two-parent household. And it was probably about 20 to 25 kids there and other people there, their parents and things like that. It was like 20 to 25 kids. And he said, raise your hand if you have a two-parent household. And only like one person raised their hand. And I thought about that. And I said, man, you know what I mean? Like, I go home to a two-parent household, you know what I mean? But these kids in front of me, like, you don't really know what the situation is. And as much as we live in society today where people want to, we thank God for the strong mothers, the strong fathers and things like that. But it's nothing like when it's a two-parent household where it's a foundation, you know what I mean? Where you have the foundation of a mother present, you have the foundation of a father present. You know, I know for me, like it was different things. I thank God for both my parents being together and being in my life because I went to them for different things and things like that. And I couldn't imagine not having one of them there because there was conversations that I could have with my dad that I couldn't have with my mother. And there was conversations and things like that with my mom. She knew how to talk to me and be effective in ways that my dad couldn't. So to have one of them cut off and to have not one of them vessels there, it kind of had me thinking, man, like, where do these kids go through? Where do these kids go to when they need to have a vulnerable conversation and things like that? So, man, I just definitely ask that you guys continue to pray for the youth. They go through so much and we kind of just don't pay attention to it. I know me working in the school systems, right? A lot of times we see these kids acting out and things like that. And you'd be like, man, they tripping today or they always got a bad attitude. But no, they're acting out because first they're kids and they're seeing things at home. They're seeing things, they're going through things that we don't see. So that's their way of kind of, in a way, speaking out is acting out, in my opinion. I'm not licensed to anything, but a lot of I've learned that, you know, I mean, these kids act out, they cuss you out, they're angry because of something going on at home, or something going on that they're dealing with in life. I know, for instance, there was a kid, you know what I mean, whose stepdad had left him and his mother over the weekend, over our spring break, actually. And our principal came and addressed the teachers and said, hey, this kid might not be in the best mood because his mother just called me and said, hey, the stepdad just up and left their life over the spring break. And, you know what I mean, I'm glad that she told us that because us being teachers and things like that, and he coming in wilding and, you know what I mean, acting up and we don't really know what's going on. We're just going to automatically, you know what I mean, try to, of course, like talk to him, you know what I mean, in a way that can calm him down and things like that. But I've also learned, like, through teaching and things, you have to be patient. There's a certain level of patience. There's a certain level of discernment that comes with it. Teaching is really a ministry. You know what I'm saying? So I thank God for the good teachers out there that are anchored in God, that are really leading these kids and things like that, because there are also some bad teachers out there. I ain't trying to talk about nobody, but I've been around bad teachers who aren't really in it for being effective to the kids, but are more so in it just because, hey, that's what they went to school for and this is what pays the bills and this is all they know. You know what I mean? But when you're able to relate to the kids and talk to the kids and things like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it goes a long way. So I just definitely want to encourage the kids, man, that we talked about this on the mental health panel, but just, you know what I mean? If you're going through things, don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to speak out, especially those who are of the Black and brown community. We come from a background where we're just now, I can honestly say, our generation is actually more open to speaking out and talking about things and things like that, because there was so many years where our parents and grandparents, they kind of had to hold everything in. You know what I'm saying? So now we're having conversations, we're being open, we're being vulnerable. So continue to speak out, continue to ask questions. But when it's time to speak out and time to be vulnerable, make sure you can trust the people or the person, you know what I mean, that you're speaking out on, man. So don't believe the lie and saying that you have to hold it in. Don't believe the lie that the enemy is telling you that, you know what I mean, that you're not wanted, that you're not loved, that you don't have a future, that this is all you'll ever see. No, don't believe the lie. God wants to do great things through you. God's going to do great things through you. And you just have to understand that. It's so very, very important, man, to those that are listening, those that are watching, to be anchored in God. That was one thing I said on the panel today. I'm glad the Holy Spirit hit me with that. Be anchored in God, man. Like, your foundation can't be off of things of this world. They won't last. They won't stand. They have to be off prayer. The foundation has to be off prayer. Prayer is so, so key, so important. I know when I went to college, man, and I walked into my dorm, right? I instantly got homesick. I instantly felt like, in a sense, an orphan, right? I just felt like I just was in an unusual territory. But the Holy Spirit told me to put on some worship music and begin to pray. And when the Holy Spirit came in there, man, I felt that home. I felt that peace. I felt that I know God, the word says that God will never leave me nor forsake me, but I felt his presence, you know what I mean, take over. And I was able to, you know what I mean, kind of come to peace to the situation where, okay, I'm good. You know what I mean? I can relax. I don't feel that anxiety anymore, things like that. That's also things we talked about on the panel today is anxiety and depression and things like that. So don't believe the lie, man. Continue to just build that foundation off the things that matter. You know what I mean? So many people are building their foundations off of social media followers, off of fame, fortune, things like that. There's so many bad role models. So many bad role models out in today in society that are leading these kids, that are leading us where it don't align with God. I'm going to be honest. It's things going on where you see the bag, you see people getting money and things like that, but you don't want that, to be honest with you. You don't want that money. You don't want that fame. You don't want that success because you don't know what them people are doing to get there. And also, you also don't even realize that them people are really suffering behind closed doors. You know what I'm saying? So thank God for the prayers that when you were asking God for money and things like that, and he didn't give it to you because he was putting you through things like character development, or he was sitting you down, making you read the word. Thank God for that as he's continued to put you through the process. Don't get caught up in all that social media, big houses and lots of cars and, you know what I mean, things like that. Like, let's remember what our foundation is. And let me just say this too. This is, I don't know why it's just in my spirit, but should I say this?
It's Joseph M. Wanted with the Christitutionalist Politics. Tune in for the upcoming episode for May 4. Issue, Never the Issue, as well as guests Peter Serafin, Rosemary Downer, Don Gallade, Gista the Rapper, Cy Young, Jason Perry, and upcoming Jack Hagar, Andrew Thorpe King, Trent Rock, Ed Temple, Chris Morehouse, and more. Please tune in to Christitutionalist Politics. God bless.
I'm going to say it. You know, masculinity to me is disappearing right before our eyes. I don't really know. Well, I know why that is. As we continue to watch the Bible unfold and we understand the days that we're living in and things like that. You know what I mean? Just stay anchored, man. Men, let's continue to be men. Let's continue to be providers. Let's continue to be the head of our households. Let's continue to, you know what I mean, just walk as a man. We don't have time for all them things that are distractions, all them things that are unmasculine in a time as this. You know what I mean? We need to be strong. We need to be men. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. We don't got time to be just a lot of distractions. I'll leave it like that. Also, another thing that the Holy Spirit told me to hit on. This podcast, for those who've been watching, I know that this podcast is called to athletes. We've had a lot of athletes and things like that here in the past. Me, myself, I was an athlete. Our producer was an athlete. Just numerous people. We were all athletes, you know what I mean, who are disciples now. And somebody sent me something the other day on Instagram, and it was basically the NCAA put out an article, and it said the second leading cause of death of collegiate athletes now is suicide. And people don't understand the pressure of being a student athlete, you know what I'm saying? And I can attest to that. It's definitely a lot of pressure when you have to perform at a high level, you know what I mean? And perform at, no matter what, no matter the division 1, 2, 3, JUCO, doesn't matter. Performing at a level where you're able to, of course, everybody wants to start, everybody wants to, you know what I mean, be somebody key on their team. And sometimes, you know what I mean, you're not able to do that. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes you have to be patient. Sometimes it just don't work out for you, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? And it's so much pressure from dealing with that where I have to keep my body in shape. I have to listen to my coaches. I have to be a good teammate. Then on the other hand, I have to study. I have to, you know what I mean? I want to do the social life thing. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of pressure that people don't understand that student athletes go through. But it's there. You know what I mean? It's not really talked about enough. And to the student athletes, man, who don't make it to be professionals, or you don't make it as we can say like a key member of your team, whatever that looks like for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's more. Like, that's not all life is. You know what I'm saying? I know I had a friend encourage me, man, and he said, man, he said it's such a blessing, you know what I mean, to see you operating in a space after you got done playing. He said, because so many people find themselves not really knowing who they are, and they end up struggling and losing themselves in the process. So, man, to the student athletes out there and the people growing up as an athlete, find out who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, go out, spend time, understand, and find out what you like to do, what you don't like to do. Learn about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Learn who you are. Because at some point in time, your athletic career is going to come to an end. But I don't want your athletic career to come to an end and at the same time your life comes to an end. I don't want, we got to understand, man, it's bigger things than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, your impact can be great, way greater than that sports thing could ever be. You know what I'm saying? Don't get caught up in, oh, I didn't make it. I didn't be successful, so I'm nothing now. I don't care who you are, what type of pressure people put on you, because a lot of times that's what else is there. People putting pressure on student athletes to perform at a high level. When they don't, then they're upset. Then people want to write you off, cut you off. No, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot more life for you to do. It's a lot more things that God wants you to do. God may want you to coach. God may want you to be a trainer. God may want you to, you know what I mean, operate in a different space, even though you're still around athletes and just giving them gems and knowledge and things like that. So there is more. You know what I mean? Don't believe the lie like that's all that your life will be and all, that's all that, you know what I mean, you are. Absolutely not. You're more than a student athlete. You're a human being. You're saved, anchored in Christ. You know what I mean? So there's more. At the end of the day, somebody told me this one time. I think it was like a pastor or somebody. God's not going to care how many touchdowns you score when you get to heaven. He's not going to care how many yards you had, how many tackles, how many championships, trophies. That's not going to matter. He's not going to ask you about that. I'm going to be honest with you. He's not going to ask you about that. So there are bigger things that lie ahead. There are more important things than that. You know what I'm saying? And if he gives you that platform where you're able to operate at a professional level or a level, what a platform, you know what I'm saying? Understand that that platform is not for you to get the fame, but for him to get the glory. We have to continue to spread the gospel. We have to continue to open the eyes of people, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I mean, the enemy is also working. He's also out here allowing people to distract so many people and so many kids, so many of our youth by doing things, you know what I mean, to take them out of the presence of God, take them away from God. They know exactly what's going on. So we as the body of Christ, we as the kingdom, we have to continue to operate in a strategic level saying like, man, it's only God. Thank God. Don't think yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't think yourself. Yeah, whenever you're in your, I don't know why I'm saying this, but whenever you're being asked about touchdowns and success and things like that, don't give the credit to yourself, but give it to God. You know what I'm saying? Because it could have went a whole nother way. First of all, you didn't have the strength to do it. It was only God that was able to do it through you. You're just a vessel. You know what I'm saying? So definitely don't get caught up in that, man. Give God the glory for everything, everything that you're doing, everything he's going to allow you to do. And he'll continue to blow your mind in the process. And when he gives you your money, understand this. When God gives you your money, you have to understand, you have to be in a place and humble enough to say, this is not, yes, it's your money, but this ain't my money at the same time. God blessed me with this. So whenever he asks you to give, whenever he asks you to, like I said, give or inherit or give back, you know what I mean? Be open to that. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you want to take care of you and yours. Absolutely. You know what I mean? He's going to allow you to do that in the process as well. But make a difference out there. You know what I mean? Continue to build on the kingdom. Build youth centers. You know what I mean? Help change kids' lives. Help change, you know what I mean? Build for the kingdom. That's what we have to do, man. So, like I said, I'm not nobody special, but I'm just allowing the Holy Spirit to speak right now. And I also want to say the Holy Spirit is definitely moving. I definitely want to say you don't have to, as Christians, you don't have to stay in a place of being lukewarm. I don't think that's talked about enough. It's so many times as Christians where We going to church every Sunday, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, living in the same cycle throughout the week, struggling in sin, struggling with our flesh, struggling with just things that, like I said, our flesh wants to be able to do, you know what I'm saying, want and controlling us to do. But understand, man, you can walk in freedom. You know what I mean? You don't got to have sex throughout the week. You don't have to keep watching that porn. You don't got to keep drinking. You don't got to keep smoking. You know what I'm saying? Like, understand that there is freedom. There is liberty. You know what I'm saying? And who the Son sets free is free indeed. You know what I'm saying? So walk in your freedom, man. You ain't got to keep, you know what I mean, doing what you're accustomed to do. I think a lot of times, I know for me, I just got so caught up in seeing other Christians who, like I said, they were saved. But like at the end of the day, it's lukewarm behavior. You know what I'm saying? And I got to a place where I'm like, hold up, man. Like, it's got to be more to life, more in this walk than me just talking in tongues on Sunday, doing Bible study, but I'm still struggling in the same sin. Like, it's got to be more to life than, it's got to be more to this walk than just this. There is. Open your word, understand, apply it to your life. You know what I mean? Walk in freedom, walk in confidence, walk in dominion. You know what I'm saying? So we have to continue just open our eyes, you know what I mean, and understand, okay, I have to be better. I have to take a step back. Let me be better. You know what I mean? And by the grace of God, man, he will see you through. So don't, you know what I mean, don't get caught just being lukewarm. You definitely don't want to die in that. But understand, you know what I mean, if God's pulling on your heart and tugging on you to go deeper in him, that's a beautiful place, man. Go deeper in him. Be obedient as well. Be obedient in the deep things, that in the deep calling that he's taking you to, because as you're continuing to be obedient, he's going to continue to blow your mind in the process. So, you know, like I said, man, it's crazy what God is doing. He's doing some great things in this time. It's not all bad, but just pay attention to the signs, pay attention to the enemy's tactics. You know what I mean? And a lot of times us as Christians, we always playing defense. We always trying to protect my eye gates. And I can't listen to that music. And of course, we're going to continue to do that. But let's play offense sometime. Let's go out and score. You know what I'm saying? Let's go out and let's snatch a couple souls out of hell. Let's go out and let's go get a couple of people who are struggling, who we see struggling. Hey, man, come on. Come with me real quick. Let's go out. Let's talk. Let's fellowship. Let's do different things like that, man, where we're able to, like I said, we're playing offense now. Let's play offense sometimes. Don't always play defense. But of course, playing defense is great. Defense wins you championships. So I'll say that as we continue to talk about sports and athletes and things like that. But man, let's just continue to grow in Christ, man. Don't stay here, you know what I mean, at level 5 when God's calling you to level 10. Continue to grow. And to be honest with you, if he's calling you higher, that calling ain't going to be for everybody at that point in time. It might be just for you. You have to be okay with that as well, man. So I'm definitely somebody who can attest to that, where it seems like, man, nobody wants to go as deep as me. If God's calling you at a particular time, he's calling you, he wants you to do it. You might be the person to change the whole trajectory of your family. You know what I mean? Just by your obedience. So stay obedient to what God is doing, man. And he'll continue, like I said, to blow your mind. And, you know what I mean? Dealing with this podcast, people think it's just like, people don't really understand the weight of this thing as well. The weight is heavy. Just coming in here recording, working around people's schedules, working around your schedule, all the equipment, all the editing, you know what I mean? This thing on a week-to-week basis for us to continue to come out and try to be effective to you guys, man, the weight is heavy. So continue to pray for us as we're continuing, you know what I mean, to grow in this thing, because God gave us a space for us and the grace for us to continue to be here, man. So continue to definitely pray for us, because at times it can get heavy, but we thank God that we have a place to go. We thank God that we have someone sitting on the throne, you know what I'm saying, that's able to look down and give us the strength, and we thank God for his word, you know what I'm saying, so continue to pray for us as well, man. We want to, it was times where me being a leader, like I said, I was in it for the wrong reasons. I was in it at a time for the fame and the followers and, you know what I mean, the things like that, getting caught up in social media and things like that. There's some things that I had to repent from, You know what I'm saying? There's some episodes that we had to delete off this podcast as we continue to grow and as God's continue to shift the narrative of this podcast and what that looks like, man. So we thank God for you guys who are tuning in every week. We thank you for following us on TikTok, Instagram, you know what I mean? Things like that. So continue, man, like I said, to pray for us, continue to pray for yourselves, continue to pray for your loved ones. Also, don't be afraid to intercede for someone that's not yourself. You know what I mean? If you have a family member who is not saved, man, go before God, man, and intercede for that person. Intercession prayer is something that I'm so heavy in my life at this moment. It's the biggest thing in my life, man. I love praying. And yeah, man, the foundation has to be prayer. Prayer works too. Prayer is effective. Even if you don't see the fruit as of today, you'll see it eventually. So continue to pray. Don't get discouraged. Don't believe the lie. Don't believe the enemy's lie. You're more than enough. What God has in you is more than enough to carry out the mission that he has for your life, man. So continue to stay encouraged, man. Continue to love. Show love, man. We ain't got time for all that hating and that nonsense and that division, man. Show love. Pick people up when you see them down. Encourage people. Encourage people, too, even though it may look like they don't need the encouragement. But encourage the people because you don't know what people are going through behind closed doors. It's people that smile all the time, but they're hurting behind closed doors. Because of things that's going on behind the scenes. So continue to just love on everybody. Talk to people. You know what I mean? If the Holy Spirit drops somebody in your mind, reach out to them. See if they're okay. Pray for them. You know what I mean? Do things like that, man. But yeah, that's it. We thank God, man, for you guys. Like I said, you guys tuning in every week, man. So like I said, you can follow us on all streaming platforms at SAVEDNSUCH. We're going to continue to go. We're going to continue to grow, man. And don't believe the lie. Don't believe the enemy's lie, man. Continue to go deeper into what God is calling you to do, man. And I'm excited to watch as the kingdom continues to grow. Love, peace, chicken grease.